Well, I was inviting people to bring Jeff some birthday shots, and because I think you got a your friend.
There's a free birthday shot waiting for me at Tiny Pony.
And
my,
I said,
my
"Well,
pal over there."
I said, "Ask him to bring him. Ask him to bring him by for you." And
no.
Jeff said, "I can't say, oh, thank you for that. Now bring it to me."
Yeah, I would never do that.
You could.
I would. I could
what?
Not.
Why would I? What do you think? I'm a terrible person. I mean, I bought my my wife a gift when
you
I
did.
Went.
I did not buy my wife a gift.
We also heard from Vivian Franco.
Uh huh.
Says wishing Jeff a happy birthday. Says you share it with her daughter, Melanie.
Oh, happy birthday, Melanie.
And Melanie's not even on the birthday
Melanie's
calendar.
Not on it. That was the first thing I said. Why isn't Melanie on our birthday list? She can't win the birthday prize.
It's too late now.
I know.
Jeff, you can't win the birthday prize either.
I can't. I'm related to somebody who works at the radio station. My dog, Sunday.
I could buy you a double cheese steak burger and fries in your choice of any shake.
I know. You sure could. I might take you up on that.
I would be willing to do that for you.
You know, my partner.
I think you had two choices for whom you were going to share lunch with today. it was me or your lovely partner, and for some odd reason, you chose her.
Also my house guest now, my friend Kara, who from Chicago is at my house right now.
You decided 72 hours straight with me was, well, let's see, most of Wednesday.
Most of Wednesday.
Wednesday from about 1 o'clock to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's almost close to 4 days. He
yeah.
said, that's just enough.
Just enough time.
That's quite enough, thank
and then,
you.
And
I
then
will
another,
spend my time with my lovely partner.
Another 20 hours this week, at
yeah.
least.
Yeah, 4 hours.
20 hours on the air, at least.
4 hours or so a day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we get off the air, and then we're each kind of doing our own thing. But
yes.
Yeah, so thank you, Vivian.
Yes, thank you, Vivian. That's
that
very kind of you.
Very nice of you to call in and wish Jeff a happy birthday.
On one more birthday news, Michelle came in with a shirt that says, Happy Birthday, Jeff, on it. I did.
She said she was inspired by you.
My Sharpie shirts. So I did post a picture of us two together on my Instagram if you want to check that out. It's at Bachelor Magic on Instagram. You can see – it's in the stories. You can see the picture of me and Michelle.
And we were talking, too, about the coffee – is it an incident?
The coffee –
I think it was a running incident.
It was kind of a debacle.
A debacle. 100%. It was a coffee – it was a coffee debacle.
Most of the morning
early
show.
This morning. I
yes.
didn't even think about how fancy Robert's coffee was.
You just guzzled it.
I apologize for drinking. I thought that was a normal-sized mug.
No.
Apparently, my mug is not normal-sized.
It's enormous.
I actually posted on to Instagram. You can find me at Cody Joseph, Z1077. I posted a picture of my mug next to Jeff's mug and Robert's mug. And when I actually put them next to each other, I guess mine is –
twice as big as all the others?
Larger. So I'm sorry to Robert for drinking his fancy coffee. He does have a burr grinder. I wasn't sure if he was messing with me.
No, he does have
I went
a
to make
grinder.
A second. Did you call it a pot with a French press?
A second. What's French for pot? Boot.
I don't know.
It's a boot.
I went to make a second. I went to dump out the grinds, and they were like very consistently sized, remarkably so. And I went, oh, he was not joking. He definitely has a burr grinder.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's good that I made another poot.
Yes.
Because Michelle came in and I saw her. We might have to make a third.
Okay.
It's look at it. It's right behind you.
I'll just go buy some Red Bulls.
It looks pretty close to empty.
It's my birthday. I can drink a Red Bull if I want.
It's his party. He'll drink Red Bull if he wants to. Red Bull if he wants to. Red Bull if he wants to. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Cody.
You'd think it was a Friday.
Yeah, it's not a Friday.
I get wild on a Friday. We had the coffee debacle.
Sometimes there's Danish that you get into.
Yeah, I love it when Joseph brings those Danishes because I just go back there, I eat a whole bunch of Danish, I get all sugared up, and then I just start bouncing off the walls. Today, no Danish, no coffee. The coffee machine is 100%, I think it's gone. We're going to just throw the whole thing in the garbage.
Yeah, I think so.
We're about to go on to our third French press. That's a big one.
It's a big French press.
That's
bigger
the
than
half
mine.
Gallon.
I know.
Because I got the quart. That's the half gallon.
You bought a French press recently.
That's a biggie.
You know that I think I mentioned, since I've been doing the morning show, the coffee situation in my household is split down the middle now. We used to make a French press, and my partner and I would split it every morning. We'd have about half of a French press each. Now that I'm here on the morning show, I was drinking old French press, and I just started switching to cold brew. I don't have time to make coffee before I come in, but I do need a little caffeine.
So how long does it take you to make the cold brew?
The cold brew I buy it from a bottle at a
store. Oh, bottled cold brew.
Bottled cold brew. I pour it into a cup, and then I fill the 50%, and then I fill the other 50% with water, and that's how I make cold brew. It takes like 1 second.
Okay, because I know you can make cold brew at home, but I'm told to actually do it well.
Yeah.
Is not phenomenally difficult, but very, like, time-consuming.
Yeah.
You got to make the cold brew today that you want to drink on Monday.
I'm still experimenting with how the cold brew works in my life, so at the moment I'm buying it, maybe I'll start, if I stick with this, if this becomes part of my routine, then maybe I'll get interested in how to make it from scratch. But for now, I'm just drinking bottled cold brew. So my partner went, because she's not drinking a full French press herself either. She just invested in a pour-over kit, a very fancy pour-over kit.
Okay, is it one of the ones that Robert was telling us breaks all the time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, hopefully yours lasts for a little bit longer.
We've talked about, you actually overheard a phone call with this friend of mine. He's the only American world champion barista. He's perhaps the best barista in America.
Baristo?
I don't know. I think it's just barista.
Okay, well, because I know a lot of languages, you know, they change the OA depending on if it's masculine, feminine. I genuinely don't know. Do they call it barista, or is everyone a barista?
I think it's everybody is a barista.
Regardless of gender.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he, top coffee person in the world, top coffee person in America. I did a comic strip where he showed me how to make a perfect cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared with all – he definitely does the pour over, which if you're not familiar with pour over, it makes like one cup of coffee and it takes like 10 minutes. You have to weigh out the beans. You put it into like this weird like – Pyrex flask, like a. It looks like a, you're
when
making.
When the Desert Rats came,
they did it
and did the Desert Rat Roasters mm-hmm. the coffee taste test with mm-hmm. us. They did a pour over,
and like you're
that's how we found out that Jeff and his partner like completely different kinds of coffee.
Uh-huh. Much to her bewilderment, and I think she's been hiding the fact. She's like, I think Jeff would probably like dark roast, but I like to buy light roast. So I'll just never tell him that he likes dark roast.
Yeah, because we found out you really like the dark roast, mm-hmm. and she's a blonde gal.
Yeah, but it's very elaborate to make one cup of pour over, but people who enjoy coffee say that it's worth it. So okay. My partner, she's going to be experimenting with the pour over in our house as I experiment with a cold brew.
Jeff,
oh my gosh,
another just showed up. Full on, this is the Sharpie. This is the Sharpie.
Ben has arrived with a Happy Birthday Jeff shirt on. Thank you so much, Ben.
We'll have to get another picture. Nice. Permanent ink, he said. That's a happy birthday Jeff. You're going to stash it? Wear it once a year. I used to have a very fun shirt that I had for years and years and years that Sherry Carr made for me one year. Sherry Carr worked here for, I mean, years, and since I was like a young youth. You didn't even met her.
Uh-huh.
You never met her, but she worked here for like 20 years. Wonderful lady, one of the sweetest people I know. And she had made me a shirt that said, "It's my birthday," that she like, you know, the iron on with like the little fuzzy letters she'd ironed on,
mm-hmm.
and I saved it. Once a year, I would wear it. Until a few years back, it was right after we started having kids, when all of a sudden, one year, I went to put on the birthday shirt, and it had shrunk
mm-hmm.
In the wash, like a lot or something. I'm assuming that's what happened, because all of a sudden, it didn't fit me anymore. So I'm just going to go with
it's just shrunk in the wash.
Just shrunk.
That's the only thing that could have happened.
Shrunk a lot in the wash.